From Washington, this is VOA News. A NATO airstrike kills five Afghan soldiers. And a UN rights official calls for an investigation into Ukraine and Sri Lanka. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. A NATO airstrike killed five Afghan soldiers and wounded at least eight others early Thursday in the eastern province of Logar. A spokeswoman for the U.S.-led international forces in Afghanistan said the troops were accidentally killed during a military operation. She said an investigation is ongoing to determine the cause of the incident and sent condolences to the families of those killed. It was not immediately clear what weapons were used to carry out the airstrike or what target was hit. A neighbor of Oscar Pistorius says he found the Olympic athlete kneeling and praying over his dying girlfriend after he shot her in his Pretoria home. Testifying on the fourth day of Pistorius' trial, radiologist Johan Stepp said he entered the athlete's home minutes after hearing screams and shots and saw Pistorius weeping by Riva Stenkamp's body. Stepp says he tried to help the 29-year-old woman, but that she showed no signs of life. Stipp says Pistorius was emotionally very, very upset, adding that he thought the athlete was going to hurt himself. The UN foreign minister of the Central African Republic has asked the UN Security Council to quickly send a UN peacekeeping force to his country. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
Toussaint Kongo-Doudou urged the 15-nation Security Council to quickly authorize a robust peacekeeping force for his country, saying a delay will only cost more lives. He's heard here through an interpreter.
We need to act now to avoid Central Africa falling more and more into chaos and becoming a potential breeding ground for international terrorism. This is not far off.
He said they have seen elements of the Sudan-based Janjaweed militias already involved in abuses carried out by the predominantly Muslim Seleka rebels. He also warned of threats from Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb and said that the Nigerian group Boko Haram is again not far off. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Lawmakers in Crimea voted in favor of the Ukrainian region becoming part of Russia. Thursday's vote by the Crimean parliament came as European Union leaders gathered for an emergency summit in Brussels to discuss how to pressure Russia to back down from its military incursion into Crimea. However, the government of Crimea said it was scheduling a referendum on whether to join Russia for March 16th. The Ukrainian prime minister, who was in Brussels for the EU meeting, called the Crimean parliament's vote to join Russia an illegal decision and said his government is urging Moscow not to support those who advocate separatism. The top UN human rights official, meanwhile, is calling for independent international investigations into human rights violations in Ukraine, as well as in Sri Lanka. Navi Pillay highlighted those two key issues in your annual report. Lisa Schlein has this report from Geneva.
Pillay called for an independent investigation into all human rights violations that have taken place in Ukraine in recent months.
These include killings, disappearances, arbitrary detentions, torture, and ill treatment. I strongly believe that respect for human rights norms and standards, building a society that is inclusive of the rights of all, is key to finding a peaceful and durable solution to the current crisis.
Pillay said that a senior human rights officer has been sent to Ukraine and other staff members would follow. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Indian police say dozens of Kashmiri students were expelled from their university and threatened with sedition charges because they cheered for the Pakistani cricket team during a televised match against India. The police chief there said the investigation began after reported clashes at the university following Pakistan's win over India in Sunday's Asia Cup clash. Authorities are trying to track down 66 students for questioning to determine whether those charges are appropriate. The Libyan government says Niger has extradited Saadi Gaddafi. He's the son of the late Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The prime minister's office said in a statement that Saadi Gaddafi arrived Thursday and is now in jail in Tripoli. The younger Gaddafi had fled to Niger following the NATO-backed uprising that ousted and killed his father in 2011. You can read more details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo, VOA News.